Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maiden, as we're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes, what it's like being a major league, and I got the man here, Rasmus. Did I get it right?
I don't know about the man. Rasmus, yes, sir.
Rasmus. Okay, well, I'm good at butchering names, so
it's all right. All right. It's happened to me many times along the way.
Okay, so we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major leaguer. So what's this major league experience been like for you?
Man, it's been a roller coaster ride of emotion. Blood, sweat, and tears. A lot of grinding. Mental toughness. Just playing the game every day. Just trying to find ways to beat the opposition. And everybody knows they get paid a lot of money to get us out. So we got to try our best to play the game hard, play the game right, try to win utmost, and just be good people and a good teammate. And enjoy it. You got to enjoy the good times, man. Let it roll. Be yourself. To me, that's what I've tried to do in the big leagues, be myself and come in every day, play hard, put my body on the line to try to win. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but you just got to pick yourself up when you get knocked down and keep grinding.
Hey, you know, I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. I always told my guys that you have to get exposure to have the opportunity to play in the big leagues. What did it start for you?
Well, nowadays it's turned into showcase style. You got to showcase what you got. You go to these showcases as a youngster. Everybody's always watching you, what your athletic ability is, what your talents could be. They're always projecting what you can turn into. So the idea is to try to put something in front of them that they like. Then watch what's going on. Watch what these players are trying to do, how these pitchers are pitching. Learn how to read the game and what's going on inside the game. There's so many little things going on that are happening. And a lot of people don't get to see the environment that you're in every day, being around a group of guys for 8 months, grinding, trying to figure out ways to win when you're tired some days and you play 20 in a row, you know, looking for that off day. And then you got to face a guy like Chris Sale, like tonight for the White Sox. He's going to be, you know, they didn't put me in the lineup tonight, but not, you know, my feelings ain't hurting too bad against a guy like that. He's throwing the ball well, one of the best pitchers in the game. So, yeah, you got to enjoy the competition. Enjoy the want to, man, to get out here and play, have fun, and win ball games. That's what it's all about.
You know, a lot of youngsters that watch you guys on TV, they just think you guys just get up and start playing baseball. They don't understand what a day is like for a major league.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been playing baseball since I could walk. My dad played professional baseball. He played A-ball. And from the time I could walk, I had a bat in my hands playing baseball. That's all I've ever done, all I've ever known, the only job I ever had. Since I was about 10 years old, my dad sat me down and asked me, he said, "You want to make it to the big leagues?" And I said, "Yeah, yes, sir, me and my brother." And from that time on, it was 4 protein shakes a day, lifting weights every day. If Christmas Day fell on a weekday, we was lifting weights. We were out in the yard playing. We were hitting off the machine. We did as much as we possibly could, put our bodies to the limit, practicing 4-hour practices a day, getting up in the morning before school, going to lift weights, and never stopping, continuing to strive for that dream. You can't ever give up on it. It's hard. It's tough. People are always going to try to say you can't, say you won't, you ain't good enough, this and that. You got to look at the positives of what you can do in your life and what's in front of you. So the good Lord will put you where you want to be if you look for it.
So when I say eat, drink, and sleep this game, I just pull a picture of you out.
That's pretty much been my life. Yes, sir. I played a lot of baseball and worked out a lot, put a lot of time into being here. That's why I'm thankful. I feel blessed. And, yeah, all that hard work was worth it, but it was tough work. It ain't easy. They don't my dad always said they don't just give them millions away. And that is true. Baseball is that way. It's a tough game. It's hard for everybody in here. Everybody's job is hard. And trying to stay focused on what the task is at hand and being yourself and enjoying the moments is the biggest thing for me.
So who are some of the guys that mentored you along the way outside of your dad?
There's, you know, a lot of guys try to help in this game. There's good people in this game. I've always got, you know, good advice from a bunch of players. Lance Berkman was a good one back in the day playing under him when he was right field with the Cardinals. And Albert, you know, always had good information for me. It was tough information, but he was a tough guy, and that's why he was one of the best players in the game. So I'm very thankful that I was able to play with him. It was a rough environment as a youngster, but he gave me a lot of good advice, some that I still use today. And the game's a grind. You got to take as much little adjustments from everybody that you can and try to put them to your own and make your game complete. That's what we're all striving for every day, and it's the hardest thing. That's why people keep coming back to play and people come to watch.
So let me take you back with this last question. You know, it's every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. When you got the call that you was going to be in the big leagues, get that call up, what was it like when you walked in the locker room for the first time and saw your uniform?
Man, it was crazy. Somewhat intimidating, I would say. Just the first game I played was in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Packed house opening day. We're riding trucks around the outfield, and we're waving at the fans, walking on the red carpet. Hall of Famers everywhere. It was wild, man. Being a kid from Alabama, I was just like, whoa, this is crazy. It was unbelievable. The place was going nuts. I got a couple hits that day. It was a crazy feeling, man. It's a dream. And in the same time of it's such a good feeling and you're so excited, man, you're really focused and intent on trying to win. And it was a wild ride, man. I'm so thankful. I feel blessed that I had the opportunity, that I'm even still in the game. You know, the hardest thing they say is to stay in the game once you get in it. And I'm thankful, blessed, and proud of myself for, you know, hanging around as long as I have.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man for the Astros.
All right, Coach. All right, appreciate you. Good, man. Good talk.